Well, it's our sixth birthday today, which means we've officially been in Laramie, Wyoming for 6 years as Whitewater Christian Church. Yeah, yeah. What that means is we moved in, Chad Hallback, Sam Draper, and I were the original staff of Whitewater Christian Church. The first two names probably don't mean anything to you. A lot's changed in 6 years. We had a guy on staff named Matt, not Matt Coulter, who's still on staff. We had a guy on staff named Matt Wagner, who was our children's guy for a while. Lots changed in 6 years. We've had many, 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 many volunteers and people throughout this last 6 years. Has anybody noticed that Laramie is kind of a transient place? And nobody really sticks around long? You're probably one of those people. You're probably one of those people that we maybe have for 1 to 4 years. We've been on the ground 6 years here in Laramie. We started in a living room on a couch. Pretty cool to go to a bigger living room with more couches, and I'm glad it's not my living room. I love y'all, but I mean, this would be madhouse. This would be crazy. We started 6 years ago on a couch in a living room, and it's gone to what we are now. And God continues to morph and take this ministry, this body of people, this place called Whitewater Christian Church, and he makes it what he wants it to be. The cool thing is we got on the ground 6 years ago, but we were conceived, if that's kind of a dirty word, we were conceived many more years before that. Larry Andrews, tell me when Laramie became a place on your guys' mind. Okay, 2005, 2006, 2 years before we launched, there was a board of guys from a group called Northern Plains Evangelistic Association. That's a mouthful. Here's what they do. They plant churches. What does it look like to plant a church? Well, it looks like this, okay? Hopefully. 2 years before we even launched, they came and they said, we think Laramie may be a place that God is calling us to plant a church. And so the first church plant they planted was in Spearfish, South Dakota. They celebrate their birthday this week, too. It's awesome. They've been on the ground, what, 8, 9 years now? 9. They're 3 years ahead of us. So a group of guys come to Laramie, and a group of prayer people, men and women alike, come to Laramie, and they pray over Laramie, and they all take notes and say, is this what we're hearing from God? Is this where we need to be? Is this a place where God wants a church? Because any town you go to, trust me, there's churches. Right? I think we have, Matt, help me out. Is there 30 or 40 some odd churches here in Laramie alone? Yeah, we thought they needed more. So we planted. But what God has done through that is incredible. We are seeing people that don't go to other churches here in town come here. We are seeing people that have written off God long ago because of whatever reason you may have, however justified it may be, rediscover who God is here. We've had people that do not know who Jesus is, and they find out when they get here. And that is what we do. We are a church. Does anybody know our mission statement besides teaching team, elders, any other kind of leader? Two steps closer. Okay. Our mission statement is two steps closer. Whitewater Christian Church exists to persistently move people two steps closer to Jesus Christ. Two steps is easy to take, right? Yeah, oh, it's easy, Jacob. It's easy. Is that who said yes? Was it Jacob? That's what I thought, yeah. Jacob's my hype man over there. So we exist here in this body to move, persistently move, two steps closer, the community of Whitewater, the community of Laramie, anybody closer to Jesus Christ. What does that look like? Anybody? You know I like feedback. Yeah. Providing help. Serving needs in not just this body, but in Laramie and the world, right? Yeah. Anything else? What does it look like to persistently move people two steps closer? Sending out missionaries. We've done that through this body. In fact, we have one of them with us today who has been gone for an entire year doing missionary work. And she came back to say, hey. Her name's Rachel. That's cool. It's cool to have her back. We have missionaries on the field right now in Africa, which is right over by China, so I'm told. I failed geography. But we support them directly. What else? Don't raise your hand, just speak. It means moving beyond the past. Anybody remember the death wishes we filled out in January? Death wishes is a scary word. We're not one of those crazy churches that want you to drink Kool-Aid or handle, unless it's at a picnic and it's safe, okay? But we're not one of these people, you know, we don't want you to die physically. We want you to die to the things that are not beneficial to your life. So death wishes in 2014, I am surrounded by people every day that tell me how much they hate those. Because they're moving away from the past. They're moving away from who they were. They're moving away from what they were. And they're moving two steps closer into what Jesus wants them to be, right? What else? Anybody personal story, what it looks like to move two steps closer? You guys want to hear mine? Nobody does. Okay, well, I got a microphone, so you're going to listen, okay? I came down here 6 years ago thinking that what we were going to do and what we were going to plant will fix everything wrong with the Americanized church. I was that awesome. And I said, who wouldn't flock to this? Not me personally, but the church that we were going to fix. The church that, you know, we saw a broken system, and then all of a sudden I'm going to come here and we're just going to be going gangbusters. We're going to have a mega church here in Laramie, you know, I think was probably my mindset. And I get here, and 6 years later, we're sitting at 100 strong. Yeah? A little over. And 6 years later, God continues to show me and tell me that the ministry you thought that you needed to do, the ministry you thought that you were coming to do, the ministry that you think you need to do is not what I need from you. And so God continues to, we just prayed this morning in my office, and I likened it to a piece of metal being formed in heat. And if you ever see it, it's a pretty violent process. They heat this metal really, really hot, and then they start pounding the living crap out of it with a hammer. I don't know the technical term for it. But they just start beating this piece of metal to shape and form, and then they reheat it, and then they cool it, and then they heat it again, and they beat it more, and then it becomes a take shape. And for the last 6 years, that's what's happened to me. Because I was pretty good at being, I guess, arrogant, I don't know. Being proud of who I was and what I thought I had to offer. And so God has moved me from the past into what he's got for me. And it comes, and I'm a hard learner, and that's why I need that fire, and that's why I need that hammer. Is that anybody else in the room? Yeah, three people, good. You guys are fortunate because you don't have to learn that hard lesson. So we come here to Whitewater Christian Church. We come here on a Sunday morning. We've been here 6 years on the ground. We started in a living room. We then met in the high school, and then we met here. I think that was on year, what, two or three, something like that. We moved into here, year three. And now you guys get to hear the new news that we are moving again. And the location doesn't matter. However, it's a lot sexier where we're going. The Griffin Theater. Anybody familiar with it? Look it up online if you're not familiar with it. It's a beautiful, old-school, historic theater here in Laramie, and we get to go be a part of what they're doing there. I spoke in 2013. I think I was fresh into the ministry then, within, you know, 6 months or so. of being in the lead spot, the lead pastor, the head cheese, whatever you want to call it. I hate titles. I bristle at titles, but I like vision / creative arts is what I'm called. So, but I taught in 2013 a message, and I went back and I listened to it, and this is what it had to say. Here, listen to it here. I dream that this place, this entire building, would not only be Whitewater Christian Church, but would be a hub for the broken, a hub for the needy. And that's not just Whitewater Christian Church. That would include other agencies in town being out of this area. I dream that. Are you guys hearing it? We support Interfaith Good Samaritan. You guys have been bringing coats. Do you guys see that pile of stuff out there this morning? Yeah, you guys are probably looking under it for the cupcakes and things, but we moved them in here because it was warm. There was no cupcakes under there. But we support Interfaith Good Samaritan. We've given them money. We've given them clothing. We have donated canned food. We have given and given and given. I would love to see us in collaboration with some kind of agency like that out of this building so that people knew when they go to 4th and Reynolds, help can be had. I taught that 2 years ago. Does my voice really sound like that, by the way? That's annoying. That's like fingernails on a chalkboard. I'm sorry, guys. I sound like a mix between Fran Drescher and Gilbert Gottfried. But you love me anyway. It's excellent. I taught that 2 years ago, and it's been a long 2 years, guys. It's been a long 2 years for me. If you ask anybody in our leadership, if you ask anybody that I call for help, for pastoral advice, I guess I see pastors all over the place all the time having this like 10 to 15 year goal and this vision that they can just look down a road and say, this is where we're going. I need you guys to follow me. And the last 2 years for me since I've taught that teaching has been feeling like all I've had is like maybe just a tiny little bit of flashlight view at my feet. And that's all I can see for us here at Whitewater Christian Church. That's all I could see is that we would just know what's in front of us, and so we can maybe scoot to the side a little bit and then continue on the path and not trip over anything major, okay? That's the way I felt, and I felt very discouraged by that. I felt very uneasy about that. And then this month happens, and God said, you guys aren't going to be in this building anymore. And God said, here's 21 buildings that I need you to look at. And so our leadership chased down 21 different properties in town, and 20 doors were shut. But one door was open, and the beauty of it is it's the Griffin Theater. Interfaith Good Samaritan's actually in that community center, okay? Not only is Interfaith there, there's programs like Head Start. There's other programs. Christine and I were talking about it the other day, just the different things that belong in this building. Tons of beautiful 501c3, they help people things. And the only thing I haven't seen there is a spiritual presence in the spiritual form. There's nobody there to help spiritually. There's nobody there to help cultivate that until January. And so what I feel... I feel as though God gave me a vision 2 years ago that I didn't really understand, but I do now, and it's a beautiful thing to see that come to fruition. It's a beautiful thing to see that come into play and start working out. And with that, just our moving to this new space, for the first time in our 6 years of existence, Whitewater will be making budget. Don't clap too hard. I didn't say we'd be making money, okay? Whitewater will be making budget. That means the budget that we've been running in, a deficit in the red, is no longer going to happen. We'll actually be in the black, and the ministries that are done out of here will actually get funded. Do you guys know that our funding here for all these ministries, for all the different areas, like children's and everything, has been run just so thin, if any money at all, but yet we still continue to move on, and we still continue to move forward because it's not about money, right? It's about God. It's about what God wants to do within us. It's what God's doing within you. It's what God's doing within me. So the past 6 years, Whitewater's been on the ground. I said that our mission is to what? Persistently move people 2 steps closer to Jesus Christ. Right? Who is Jesus? What is Jesus? In John 10:10, Jesus is talking to a group of Jews. He's talking to a group of Pharisees. And in John 10:10, this is what Jesus says. This is why he said he came. This is why he came to help us. You guys know this one? I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. That's why Jesus came. Do you guys know the Jesus story? Can I tell you the Jesus story? This is going to help tie in to why we're here. The Jesus story goes like this. God created everything you see here, okay? I'm not going to debate with you on how he did it because that's not important. Okay? What is important is that God created everything you see here today. We sang, I'm a creature for your love. We are a creature created by a creator. Got it? Okay? God creates us. You know how I said I came down here 6 years ago, pretty prideful, thought I was going to fix everything with the world? Okay, well, this was happening way back then, too. We thought we knew better. We sinned against God. Sin means we missed the mark. Sin means we did other than what God had intended his creation to do. And then we start living under a curse. We start living under the fall. We start living under a punishment. Well, in that time, God continues to create ways that we can commune with him, because when the original creation was made, it says God walked with us. It says God talked with us. It says God was just here. And so since then, God made other ways. The game changed a little bit, and so God started asking for sacrifices, animal sacrifices. He started asking for vegetable and wheat sacrifices, but blood sacrifices were the main thing that we would have to offer up to God. Well, this goes by for a few years. I won't get all Matt Coulter on you and have an actual date for you. Shalom, Mr. Coulter. I love you. And then God sees this system and sees it can be better. And so God says, you know, I'm done with this, you guys offering sacrifices. I love you so much that I will be the sacrifice for you. And I'm going to just take this system and turn it completely over. And so what he does is he sends his son, who you guys know is Jesus, right? That's who we're persistently moving the world towards, right? In our mission statement. God becomes this man, Jesus. And Jesus comes on this earth, and he's born out of miraculous circumstances. His mother Mary, we're not even in Christmas yet. You'll hear more about that, I'm sure. But his mother Mary is pregnant miraculously without having intercourse. I've said the word conceived, and I've said intercourse from the stage in one teaching. I'm giving you a run for your money, buddy. So this miraculous conception happens because God made it happen. And so God comes in the form of a man, and he is born to these parents, Mary and Joseph, and his name is Jesus. Well, Jesus becomes this walking, talking, breathing man who walks on this earth, who sweats, who hurts, who aches, who feels disappointment. And he sells himself out for the kingdom purpose. He knows what he's created for. He's created to what? I came to bring life, that you may have it more abundantly. So Jesus knows this mission. Jesus understands this. And Jesus is faithful until death because he knew that his main goal was to be the sacrifice for us. Okay? For my awesomeness, for my pride, for my anger, for my need for justice, of my insert whatever your issue is. And he sheds his blood. He even says in the scripture, Jesus says, you don't take my life, I give it to you. I lay it down willingly. So that you can have what? Life abundant. So 6 years ago, Whitewater Christian Church was planted, and I had my own ideas of what it should look like and who it should be and what it is. And I start making life more about me and what I think it should be than what Jesus intended it to be, than what Jesus wanted it to be. And so if you ask me why Whitewater Christian Church was created, it was because you guys need to experience life. And you guys need it abundantly. Not only do you need it, but you already can have it. It's free. It's there. Jesus did it, whether you believe it or not, he did it. And so why we exist here this morning is so that you understand that. I don't know as we've taught the Jesus message in this way for quite a while here. But for 6 years, we continue on, and people continue to change. People continue to move. People continue to see Jesus for who he really is. Let me read you guys our about us. Can we do that? We are a church persistently moving the world 2 steps closer to Jesus Christ. All right? We do that through authenticity. I know better than anyone that I am as awesome as I said I was. And I know that I have cracks. I know that I have hurts. If you would have been around my family dinner table a few nights ago, you would have saw me do a disservice of who God is to my wife and who God is to my children. You would have got to witness that. So we teach out of authenticity. We teach in an authentic way. We live in an authentic way because we know that all of us are on the same playing field, right? For all have sinned, the scripture says, and have fallen short of the glory of God. Hence the need for Jesus. Hence the need for God to come down and be that once and for all sacrifice, right? We live in an authentic way. We live in a way in community. Because of our authenticity, because of our cracks, because of who we are, because of even the things that God has done that has healed us. We don't just focus on these cracks. We focus on the healing. We focus on what he's doing now. We focus on moving away from the past and who we used to be, and we celebrate in these things. But we do that in community with one another and in authenticity with one another, and so much so that in Whitewater, I don't know as I've ever been in such an authentic place. And I don't know how to cultivate that on my own, other than what the Holy Spirit's done here. You guys heard about the Holy Spirit the last few weeks. We do this in community, and this place is so authentic that sometimes it gets old. Lie to me a little bit, would you?
Never gets old.
It never gets old. But we live it out in community, we live it out with one another, and we live it out in some of the rawest forms I've ever seen. And it's painful because we give each other permission when we are authentic like that to call each other out. Has anybody been called out in this room by anybody in a spiritual matter? Come on. So we live it out in community. We live it out in authenticity. Do you know why we call ourselves Whitewater Christian Church? Because if you are following Jesus, and if you are moving 2 steps closer to Jesus, it is an adventure. We call ourselves Whitewater Christian Church because has anybody ever been whitewater rafting? I came down with my pregnant wife to move into town here. And if anybody knows the lead pastor that was here at the time, his name was Chad Hallback. He is a very persuasive man. I move in, like we get in, and he said, we're moving you in, and then you're going whitewater rafting with us the next day. I said, no, I'm not, man. I got my pregnant wife at home. She can't unpack the whole house by herself. And he said, yeah, she can. It's fine. Okay. So Sherry, my wife, just said, just go. Just go. It'll be okay. So I go whitewater rafting, and because I'm a big dude, they think I know how to paddle. So they stick me in the front of the boat. I've never been whitewater rafting before. But I remember at one point, the guide who was with us stopped our boat, made us completely stop and row to the side, and he said, "You guys are terrifying me. We are going into this really dangerous water, and you can't be like this. You cannot do it like this. You guys, this is chaos. No one's listening. This is chaos." And sure enough, we go, and fortunately, our boat didn't tip over, but one of the people in our boat did. They went, bounced right out into the water. And if anybody's done that, Craig, you know how scary that is in white water. And so white water has all these rocks. White water has all these turns and these bends and these pools that can just suck you down under the water and keep you there. White water also has these moments of calm, pieces of the river, and then it goes right into crazy again. We call ourselves whitewater because that's what we feel the spiritual adventure is. When I first came here 6 years ago, I thought spiritual growth, because it happened like this for me. Not really. I thought spiritual growth was this linear thing. And it was this beautiful line on a graph that just never broke and never dove or dipped. And that's what I anticipated. I anticipated seeing growth like that from our people, from you guys, from me. And that never happened. I saw my own life go like this. And then flatline. And then back up again. I saw those around me do the same thing, and I realized we should have named the church something different. Calm Springs. Beautiful sunny day ride, you know, whatever. We should have named it something different, because what was happening is we were becoming this thing, this name that we branded ourselves. We were becoming whitewater in the most real sense of the word. And that's why we call ourselves Whitewater Christian Church. That's why we believe it's an adventure. So we have an authenticness about us. We have community that you guys, every single time we talk about living in community, the ladies that were up here talking about women's group, Louise, ladies, make time for it. You're not only doing a study, you're not only doing a book study, you are joining other women and living in community with other women that can share in your joys, share in your burdens, share in just life in general. Men, the death wishes group that you guys have. If you're like me, short story, I loved pornography. It's not beneficial for anybody in my family. It's not beneficial with moving me 2 steps closer to who Jesus is. So if this group would have been offered, I probably would have gone when I struggled so heavily with these things. Now I'm going to lie to you and tell you I don't have any other hang-ups, so I don't need that group. And you guys are going to lie to yourself as to why you don't need that group. But it's not about just putting to death these things that are in your life. It is about living in community with one another. If you don't want to do that, there's Bible studies that meet on a Wednesday morning. Coffee with Oswald. It's at 6:30 in the morning. Any of you morning people? Good. Get there. It's raw discussion on what God's doing in your life. There's a Friday night thing that happens at the Ingalls house. You guys know who the Ingalls are? Tanya gave the giving speech. The announcement. She did the announcements. She's in the orange shirt. They are super awesome people. And on Friday nights, they open their house to the college group, to college people. I don't know what was said, but they open their house to college people and pretty much anybody, and they just say, "Come, hang out, be with us. Let's talk about life. Let's talk about anything." Football, I guess, now that Lauren's on his kick. Go Broncos. Woo! Yeah, sports. I'm not a sports guy at all. But that's community, guys. Community is there. Community is being lived out. And if you say there is no community here, you are lying to yourself. If you say, I don't have an area to get plugged into, you are lying to yourself. One of our other key words that we use, we have authenticity, we have adventure, we have community, and we also have, I think, service or worship. But everything that we do, everything that we're about, worship isn't just what we did this morning on a stage. Worship isn't just here in this building. Worship is your life. Worship is about you moving two steps closer to Jesus. Worship is about you moving two steps closer to Jesus. And what is Jesus? I came that you would have life. That's it. That's it. That's Whitewater Christian Church. That's why we do what we do. That's why we sell our time out all day long as the pastoral staff. That's why we open our homes at nights. That's why we meet with you in the mornings. That's why you guys meet with one another. That's why when you guys call, it's not too late or too early. When you guys text, I will be hitting my knees for you guys praying when you need it. We will be hitting our knees for you guys praying when you need it. Because we know, we've experienced the life. Through what God did, through what Jesus did, through what the Holy Spirit is doing in us. We've experienced that life. We continue to experience that life. And we want you guys to experience the same thing. That's who Whitewater is. That's who Jesus is. Let me read this off our webpage. I went and read it and I was dumbfounded by what we had on there. It was actually pretty good. Whitewater Christian Church believes that man willfully sinned against God and is lost without hope apart from Jesus. And who is Jesus? Why did he come? To bring life abundantly. We believe salvation, also known as the forgiveness of our sin, the forgiveness of us living other than how we were created. So for the forgiveness of that is only by grace through the blood of Jesus. Okay? In response to God's calling, we act in faith. We move two steps closer. We move away from the past and into the future. By repentance and confession and baptism. And living a transformed life. That is who Whitewater Christian Church is. That is who you are. That is who you, who have been here maybe for the first time or the second time, that's who you guys are getting in with. Is that exciting? Is that scary? Whitewater is the newest thing I've ever done. Every day there's something new. Every day God transforms me somehow. Every day God takes something away from me that is not beneficial from me somehow. And it's new. It's life. He replaces these unbeneficial things with life. Some of you today know what that life is. Some of you today don't. Some of you today are wrestling with that question of how do I get this life? What do I do for this life? And I just got done talking about it. Some of you today put past issues in front of you so you can't quite buy into the life that's offered to you. You can't quite buy into what Jesus has done for you because you allow past issues or what you think the church might be or who you think the church might be to stop you from doing that. And I, being on this side of it, say, quit doing it. Quit doing it like that. Quit living life like that. Quit robbing yourself of real life and abundant life. I rob myself of abundant life every day through my own insecurities, through my own insufficiencies, through my own pride. And so I get it, guys. I'm right there with you. But God desires to bring you life. That's why Whitewater was planted 6 years ago, is to bring life to Laramie and the world, to you. I think of guys coming and women coming in 2006 to come pray over this place. They didn't know who you were. They didn't see your face. They don't know where you've come from or what you've been through, but they did know that God needed to be here in the form of Whitewater Christian Church. They knew that life needed to be lived out abundantly through people that knew what life was and understood what Jesus did. And that's why Whitewater Christian Church exists today. That's why Whitewater Christian Church will exist in January. And I'm praying for another 20 years of Whitewater Christian Church being here, given life. And you know what that means? That means I can't do it alone. That means I need you guys to continue to press on with me, to move with me two steps closer to who Jesus is. So Jesus came to bring what? Life abundantly. What's your excuse? God, we love you. We thank you for new things. God, we thank you for life, which is totally new. God, you continue to restore. You continue to renew me every day. God, and if that can happen in me, it can definitely happen in those here today. And so, Father, I pray that these obstacles that we feed, these mountains that we think need to be in front of us and what you've done for us, I pray that those just be raised to the ground, that they're just destroyed. God, I'm grateful for the 6 years that you've given us. I'm grateful for how you continue to restore and rebuild me and my family. And I'm not just talking about my wife and my kids. I'm talking about these people here, this community that we live with here, who embrace the adventure, who live out their lives in such an authentic way that it's contagious. So, Father, thank you for knowing what we need. Thank you for bringing life and life abundant. Thank you that that message still lives on 2,000 years later. You are good, and we thank you for what you continue to do in us and through us. We love you. It's your name we pray. And everybody said, amen. This is who we are, guys. This is who we are, guys. What did I just say? Try something new, right? Lunch is provided. Hot dogs are being cooked. There's chips out there. There's water out there. There's cookies out there. We want you guys to just stick around and celebrate in community with us. Okay? Grace and peace.